Blog Talk Radio.
She's going to read it this morning also. This morning is very special. This is the last week in Black History you might ask, Bishop, what have I gained? What all of this means? And we're going to try to bring it to you this morning. God bless you, you and you, every lover, every telephone call, every expression of love. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. He gave me and you to be together, not to fight together, to live together as human beings, as humans, not black, not white, not brown, as humans. And I want to point that out this morning. God bless you this morning. We come to motivate you, stimulate you. We come to lift up the word of God and lift up our ancestors who have been so put down and bring you into another world of truth. Bring you in a world of breaking yokes and breaking curses and hexes. Some of you don't know because you have been taught, so you don't know. I want you to get ready. Got your name on the prayer list. We've been, Regina, on the prayer list. Many people call me. Most time when they call me at the last minute, I just sit over there. Sherry called me, told me to pray for her mother, Henrietta. I think we got on the prayer list anyway. And Mother Bass, I went and prayed for Mother Bass yesterday, and I told her all the way I'm praying for Mother Bass, her family, praying also for you, Sister Adrian, and Muriel. I'm praying for you and the whole family. Sometimes it's hard when you ain't got nobody to lift you up. You know what I'm saying? And you're in a situation where everybody talking down about you. Somebody know what I'm talking about this morning. I want you to get ready, and I want you to get your coffee, get your tea, whatever. Sit down. We're going to have church. Yeah, like old folks say, like grandma said, we're going to sit down and talk to God. And when you talk to God, you got to talk to people. Let me say it again. When you're talking to God, you talk to people. And people testimony will bring you to another level. Sister Kim, I'm praying for you and your friend. There's no sorrow on earth that ever cannot heal. Lots of people lost. Lots of them lost because of death, destruction. I got a little prophecy here. I want to read now. So this is what I want to say this morning. Thank you, God. I had already prophesied 2022. There will be an earthquake in California and some parts of Texas. And we're going to see bad weather in dire places. I also prophesied that will be sighted in the UFO. One lady called me, said early in the morning on her way to work, she seen a silver craft just hover. And she looked at it and she said, move. She said, Bishop, I know. She said, when she on her phone, she tried to take the picture of it. It moved so fast, so she get the phone out of her pocketbook, it was gone. But I want to tell you, God is still in control. That would be a new tombstone found in Egypt with some of the artifacts of people that died from the king. Now, I want to say this. The floods down in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, and all through there, God, it ain't through. Like Mother Ann used to say to Regina, God trying to get their attention. And I agree with Mother Ann, God is trying to get your attention. And if you can read the handwriting on the wall, all is well. You know, we got hate rising up. That's evil. We got riots been going on. And we got wars and rumors of war. Yes? But don't be disturbed by that. I prophesied in 2022 there would be a war over in the Middle East. That ain't happened yet. Now, we got the war over there, Bosnia, but we got another war coming. And I'm telling you, get ready, that you're gonna see China, and you're going to see Israel. That's three wars that's going to happen. The war we got going on now, we ain't really got it on. That's Putin and his game playing hard nose. But we're going to talk about that and talk about where we at as America, where we at as Christians. No preacher, no rabbi, no imam can't set up Sunday morning not saying nothing about the innocent women and children being bombed and killed. And, you know, you, like Dr. King said in his speech, you have to look over the finance and look at human life, what happened to the human. I just want to say that to you. Get ready for a blessing for you. I want to say this morning, as you listening this morning, what happening to Russia and what happening to over there, you can take sides. I can't take no side. Life is life. And God said, and that shall not kill. And Putin is a killer. And he killed women, children, and babies. Okay? And you got to understand, Hitler was a killer. And he was an evil man. Anytime you want to kill thousands and thousands of people over some land which don't belong to you, over a building which don't belong to you, you are sick and you are demonic. You're a demonic person. And I don't know what America, Germany, and all those other countries going to do. But God is sitting in control. I want to say to you, I want to pray for you, Sister Minnie. And I really told Mother Bass I was going to pray for her this morning, and many others. I'm going to pray for her. Sister Raymond, I'm going to pray for you. Bright Star, I'm praying for you also. Sister Delta Walker, I'm praying for you. We're going into a new month. The month of March is the month of St. Michael, Archangel Michael. That's the angel in charge. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But right now, I'm going to have, I'm going to Detroit and have, I'm going to have Mary Hawkins read, do the 23rd number of Psalm. And I want Sister Regina to read the prayer list, because prayer is key in this world. Prayer is key. And some of you have strayed away from God. What you mean, Bishop? You strayed away from the word of God. You strayed away from the covenant of God. You're doing your own thing. You think that's all right. I want to tell you this morning, God is love. For God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten son in the world, not to condemn it, not to discuss, to save it. So I want you this morning to be in a saving situation. I want you to get ready for God to bless your business, that new job, something you asking God for, you to see to that thing. This, and I remember it's the seed of Abraham, blessing our race. The seed of Abraham, divine miracle ministry. That's what we're about. You go to my website, theseedofabrahamyellowsite.com. And do what you need to do, or you can write me, Post Office Box 28, 9097, Chicago, Illinois, 0623. I want to ask you this morning to write a letter. I want to ask you this morning to make an effort. You, all of us got issues. Everybody on the line and them that's going down, you got an issue. What is your issue? Why you got an issue? What you need to do to stop it. We got mega churches. They ain't said nothing about what's going on. They interested in buying planes. They interested in Rolls Royces. They interested in big homes. But all that going to go away. Because the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. Until you get ready, man, woman, till you get ready to give over to the Almighty. Glory, hallelujah. Now, I want, let me get Sister Mary Hawkins. I want to thank you, Mary, because you've been reading all the week. We're on 7 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 to 10. And Mary, you've been reading the 23rd number Psalm all the week. I know you got to be professional in it now. You've been reading it every night. And the word, God been sending his Raymond word. Sometimes you need to hear, cut the TV off and cut everybody off and go. We went into meditation. The man told me, said, Bishop, people can get healed when they meditate. What you do? When you meditate, you get non-emotional. When you meditate, all the evil demons leave you. We went to Mary Boston right there in Detroit to read the 23rd number. Sandra, go ahead on, Mary.
Okay. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I read it. Psalms 23.
God bless you. Thank you, Sister Hawkins, for reading that. And she read the 23rd number. And I want not only you, I want you to read it tonight before you go to bed. Now, yes, Bishop Craig, just read that. Because we got trouble in the land. We got so much going on with our folks. And we got you on the prayer list. If you ain't got on the prayer list, call me. Or you call Sister Regina. She will put you on the prayer list. Just call me and I'll give you her number where she can say, you can say, put me on, you ain't got to preach to her, just say, put me on the prayer list. And once she put you on the prayer list, because I pray for the prayer list all the week, I be praying. Because she holding the prayer list, she praying. Okay? You got to understand, prayer reach God. And when you pray with people, things happen. So I know she be praying, so she got the list in her hand. So she got to pray, because that list is right there in her hand. So anytime you write it with a pen, and my grandmother used to tell me, I got your name. He know every string I have on your head. He know what you do, what you ain't do, so he know. So when you write something down with prayer, automatically the angels, Raphael, Fabio, the angels get that message, and they make sure that it works. But you got to do something too. You got to be obedient to the word and repent. The word is repent for your sins, or repent. But you think you're doing the Lord forgive me if I thought bad of somebody. Lord forgive me if I lied on somebody. Forgive me if I'm jealous. Huh? Because the Bible said the wages of sin is death, to give to God's right. And God said, vengeance is mine. Somebody did you wrong, you ain't got to go slap them out of the head. You let God do it. Huh? Y'all ain't gonna 14, Exodus 14:14. Let God fight your battle. And when God fights the battle, take nobody stepping into it. All the stuff Putin do it, when God step in on him, ain't nobody in the world can stop what God's in the to Russia if they keep doing what they're doing. Yeah, some of you don't believe that. You believe what you can see. But it's some things done in the spirit realm. Glory, hallelujah. I want to lift you up this morning, but we're going to have prayer. We're going to have the Bible, the prayer list read. Sister Regina, God bless you this morning. I feel a joy around you. I feel a happiness around you, because God came you to another level. So you have that, the prayer list. Mm-hmm. As she read that prayer list for you, and that's going to be something to open up for you as you read that prayer list, because it's a breakthrough in that prayer list for you. Uh-huh. So when she reads that prayer list, I want you to get ready for God to bless you in a certain way when that prayer list is read to you. Now, and I want to tell you, when that prayer list is read for you, did you got that prayer list ready, Regina? I hear you, but I can't hear you loud. Lucky your voice is down. Okay, I guess she got to get her phone together, because her voice is going in and out. That's what I feel like is going in and out. But I want to tell you that God is getting ready to kill you to another level. When God kills you to that level, that's a breakthrough. You know, stop crying and get ready for God to bless you. Some of you are still wondering what happened yesterday. God is the God of right now. And God's going to fix it for you right now. And you let God let you, and God's going to fix it for you fast and in a hurry. So you let God in, and God's going to do it for you real fast. Now, I want to tell you tonight, this morning, God got a door open up for you, and that door God opened up for you will deliver you to the next level. Somebody ought to say, Bishop, the next level. You know, I'm praying this morning for all them on the prayer list, and I'm praying this morning for those that have, that you come so far and you don't feel like you can make it. But I want to tell you, God is in control, and God can make things work. And as God makes things work, I got my book, The Miracles of Jesus. I wrote the book, and I want you to have this, The Miracles of Jesus, because I want it to work for you, and I want to be a part of what we do. And I want to say to you this morning, Jesus still loves you. You might not think he loves you, but he do. I want to share this with you this morning. Revelation 22, verse 1, 2, and 3. St. Luke 8 and 22. God's financial covenant for your breakthrough. I want you to get ready as God tell me that it's a breakthrough coming for you after what you need. Exodus 23 and 20, the angel Michael Raphael is coming in your life to break down the stronghold of the devil, because the devil come to kill and destroy. The devil come to take you down. But as I be the prophet of God, Master Musa will be the one to carry you to that financial goal that you want. And I want to share with you, yes, Jesus still loves you in spite that you turn your back, in spite of you went a different way. All you got to do this morning is repent. I had a wrong thought. I'm thinking bad. The truckers called me this morning. They're on their way to Washington, D.C., the independent black truckers, and they got some issues. And the issue was that they need more money for gas, and they want better jobs driving truck drivers. I started a truck driver. Yeah, it's going to be short truck driver. If you prejudice it to the black ones, yeah, it's going to be some short for truck drivers. If you got to treat people right. You got to treat people like you want to be treated. Lots of evil in the land. But I want to tell you this morning, all is well. Last night I talked a little bit to Mother Frances down in Algeria. She's a bishop. They're popping down here. And, you know, Mother, a little older lady. She's a bishop. They're popping. They're dropping beads and throwing beads. And that we already done run the COVID out of New Orleans. We done crusted and run it out and packed it up, and so we're going to have a party. You know, I laughed at her, and she said, yeah, we done packed it up and buried it and sent it on where it's supposed to go. Okay, and I just want to say to you this morning, God love you. He love you because God so loved the world, he gave it on about God's son, that we ever believe it, you're not prepared to have an everlasting life. I want you to get ready for God to give you an overflow. I want you to get ready for God to touch you in a right way. That God do something special for you. I want to thank you, Sister Mary, for reading the 23rd number of Psalm. She's been reading, some of you ain't listening. She's been reading the 23rd Psalm every night, not one night, every night, she's been reading 23rd number Psalm. And a lot of people call in. And one night, I was kind of late putting her on. They said, what a lady read 23rd number, she'd be on. See, when you make a commitment to God, not to man, saying you make a commitment to God, not to the bishop, not to the church, to God. When you make that commitment to God, God will bless you and you'll be able to reach out and bless somebody else. Y'all hear what I'm saying tonight? And this morning, that's a blessing for you. Exodus 14:14, I told you, stop being jealous. Stop being emotional. Let God fight your battle. God got this, and God going to work it for you. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is a certain thing, hope for everything. The elders got a good report. That means the angels, the saints, got a good report on you because you stayed consistent praying. You stayed the course. Revelation 22:1-3, that's to help you eat. Proverbs 22:1-5, for you to direct the way you're supposed to act. We're going, this is the 27th, the last of Black History Month, just about. So we're going into March, St. Michael. They said March, come in like a lion, go out like a lamb, all of that. I'm telling you, it's time for you to mount up, take your mind to another level, and get ready for God to give you what God got for you. Glory, hallelujah. So God got a blessing with you. Revelation 13:2, and Revelation 2:9, as you get ready to read Genesis 12:17, where God said, I'm going to bless you and change your name from Abram to Abraham, name change. When God is ready to change you, he's going to change body, mind, soul, and spirit. You ain't going to look the same way. You ain't going to talk the same way. And they say, she done changed, he done changed. Now God has touched me to be a better man, to be a better woman. And that alcohol, you can't stop the drug, whatever you own. God can change you in a blink of an eye, but you got to let go and let God. You know, you got to understand when God steps into something, it's going to be a change anyway. When you accept God, when you say, Jesus loved me, and for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, and Jesus loved me because where I am, where I'm going, is because of love, because the love of the ancestors, the love of God. They can't lie to you. They can't backbite you because God's going to tell you what's going on. Somebody, I'm praying this morning for you, you, and even you. And some of you, you've been going through something so hard, and it's hard for you to recollect what's been going on for you. I want to see if Regina, you got your phone? You got your phone fixed? I hear you, but you're talking a little low. Do you hear me? Phone going on? You're going up and down. I don't know. That's a problem with the phone. Well, we ain't going to worry about that. But your name is on the prayer list. If we don't read it this Sunday, we'll read it tomorrow. We'll read it. But see, that's important. This go out to you, Mother Rogers. This go out to you, Mother Pat. I'm praying for you, Sister Lois Anderson down in Mississippi. Dr. Christian, God bless you. Somebody got to know love lifting me, not hate. With all that's going on over with the wall, love gonna lift you. I want you to get ready for a breakthrough this morning. And get ready for every door that closed that will open up. I'm just glad this morning that God let you know that he loves you in the land of the living. God has kept you, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Now, if you got a need, you plant a seed, go to my website, dustyabam.com. I want to tell you, Mother Francis, thank you for that word that you gave me last night. I'm praying for you, Sister Lisa, Joe. I'm praying for that door to open up for you. I see 1, 2, 3. That's going to work. The $1 trillion flow. Mary, thank you for that 23rd number song. It was just a blessing for you to just to read it when they say you can't do something and you do it and God makes somebody else get blessed. And I want to thank Mother Pearl for testifying. See, some people, they can't testify because they got too much corruption going on. They can't say, Jesus loves me, because the Bible tells me so. I just feel that the prophet, the rich people don't get richer. That every day, divine miracles, be God's covenant to a financial wealth. If you got to need your seed, when you see it open up some doors. I believe in the harvest. I believe when you go to, when you plant something, and when the harvest comes, it's coming from God. You need to open your hands up, stop closing it, and let it out. And when you let it out, God's going to bring it in. Somebody you can't deal with, you need to see for your family. You need to see for somebody in your family. God's going to do something for them. Get ready for him to bless you in a special way. Something about God doing something for you this morning. Caught up, messed up, and wondering. But I want to tell you this morning, God is able to carry you to that level where you want to go. And sometimes you can't go because you're tired. And I want to tell you, in the Pentecostal church, they always, Bishop Mason used to have this, and somebody said, yes to your will. Yes to your will. My soul. And I want to tell you, somebody crying out this morning. I want to say this about the war. The Bible said there'll be rumors and rumors of war. It ain't going to stop over there. They're going to have war in the Middle East. The war in Russia is just going to show you how much evil in the killing babies and children and out of the government around the world. They're not taking it serious. Hitler killed 6 million people, and the world community stood by and killed 6 million Jews, put them in boxcars and burn them in ovens. Russia is dropping bombs and tanks, and people got plane shots over there. Russia got bombed in America, and all the people are not doing nothing about it. But I want to tell you this morning, prayer will change the scenario. God keep us day by day. God is a keeper. Your prayers mean something this morning. Your prayers mean the healing, that cataract, that tumor. There's a spirit in the land. There's a spirit in the land this morning that you can't do nothing with. That spirit in the land that you can't do nothing with, that spirit is bringing us to another level. So I want to let you know that spirit going to keep on going because I feel that spirit. I know that spirit going to open up for you. You say, well, Bishop, when is coming? that spirit all over the world.
In this place,
in this world,
and I know that it is the spirit of God.
There's a spirit of love in the atmosphere. Elder down in Greenville, Mississippi, I'm praying for you in your church. Pastor Roosevelt, I'm praying for you at House of Prayer. In Natchez, Mississippi, I'm praying for you at House of Prayer, Natchez, Mississippi. And I want to tell you, Sister Mary Ripley, I'm praying for you this morning. Every letter, every telephone call, there's a spirit of joy. In spite of, he said, friend, not that several evil doers there soon be cut down. I just want you to get ready as I pray this morning. Let that spirit of love and joy stay right with you. I want to claim your healing. Somebody's got to get a surgery in the morning. And somebody's been busy. I've been so messed up. But I'm praying for healing. Body, mind, soul, and Norma, I'm praying for you this morning. Nellie, I'm praying for you. And I want you to know something about God. Something about the Word of God. There's a spirit of your ancestors. There's a spirit of tradition of people. And I'm glad to know that you have already the Holy Spirit coming to you this morning. But I want to tell you the spirit of love, the spirit of overcoming evil. When Congress won't say nothing, when the Democratic Republic won't say what's going on around the world, when you know that people being killed by night, just laying in the bed, prisons being run out of their homes, because of one evil man doing evil deeds, and you won't speak out, something wrong with that picture. But I want to tell you, every church, every pastor, wherever you might be, God is able to turn things around. God is able to deliver to the next level. I just want to say that, that God is able to, because he knows your name. He knows your address. He knows where you come from, okay? And I want to let you know, God knows what's going on with you this morning. I might not know, but God knows. I'm getting revelation knowledge, somebody being healed around their neck and in the top of the head. There's a healing taking place right now. Stay on, don't leave. Somebody having problems with their left arm, God is healing. A fast heartbeat, God is healing it this morning. There's something special about this morning. Somebody's back. Somebody's a bitch so tired. I want to crush the witchcraft, the evil around you, and let God heal you, man. That addiction that you can't sway to you, that's taking drugs, taking pills, and it's messed your whole body up. The doctor gave it to you for pain, but now you're addicted on young folks. And I want to pray this morning for those that are You have a sickness, and the doctor don't know what to do. But I want to call on the doctor, Know your name. Jesus, know your name. This morning, as I come, morning as I look, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, God of our ancestors, God, we come this morning to bless every church, every pastor. Those that are trying to lift the golden name of the Almighty. Those that are down, don't have no food to eat, nowhere to stay. But God going to restore. All that the devil stole, God going to restore. All that the devil tried to take, God going to give back. I want to take back all that the devil stole. I want to take it back by force. Take it back in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. All that the devil has taken, he lied and took your heart, your mind, took your children. I want to pray for the family. Sister Kim and family, I'm praying for you this morning especially. Call me. I want to tell you, I don't got bad yet. Don't let the devil ride. If you let him ride, he wants to drive. And we can't let him drive because he will drive you all the way to hell.
Sister Daniel, I'm praying for you.
remembering Detroit Rabbit Charles H. Nix Jr. Put your hands together.
Somebody said, well,
work done, give me the word. And the word will open the door for you. And that's the important for you to hear the word, but the word will open the door for you. And see, that's good that God opened that door for you. And I want to tell you, he knows your name. And I just want to tell you, whatever you're going through, God knows every hair on your head. And he knows your name. Just go out for you this morning. God bless you. Psalm 44, Psalm 80, and Psalm 91. And Matthew 15, verse 32 and verse 39. Just go out for you and you. God know your name this morning. He know what you're going through. Lisa, I'm praying for you. Joe, for you, and every letter. You know, me and Lisa, we talk. I'm praying for those sisters. Christian, I'm praying for you. Barbara, I'm praying for you. Henrietta, I'm praying for you. Sherry up in Minnesota. Sam up in Minnesota. Robert, I'm praying for you in Detroit. Also, Raymond, I'm praying for you. Your business is going to be all right. Psalm 51, Psalm 98. Yes, Roslyn. I'm praying for you, Sister Roslyn. Yes, Lord.
Yet it still amazes me.
Mother Jones and her family. I'm praying for you, Sister Robin. Call me for a prayer. I'm praying for you. Brother David Coleman, praying for you. We'll be on first Sunday, we'll be at Union Baptist Church up on the north side with Dr. Marvin Alexander. Open his church up first of March. I hope to be at his church the first of March, Union Baptist Church on Arlene in Chicago. Dr. Marvin Alexander. I want to be at his church. You can meet me there. I got a blessing for you. I'm praying for you, Sister Chelsea and family. I'm praying for you. I want to let you know, Sandra, I'm praying for you. Joanne, I'm praying for you. Sister Dorothy, down in Greenwood, Mississippi, I'm praying for you. Also, in Greenwood, Mississippi, Sister Bailey, Mother Bailey, I'm praying for you in Greenwood, Mississippi. God is able. Adina. In Kenya, I'm praying for you, Adina. I got your letter.
You know me, Jesus. Your fire.
is let God in. Father God, we come at this hour as we get ready to go to our different homes. Bless those that's at home, those in the hospital, those that confused. God, you know our name, you know our address. We ask you to send, dispatch your angel. Father God, we ask you for healing. If somebody right now ain't got no faith, somebody right now don't believe. But God, I'm asking you, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask you to touch, heal, and deliver. Move that cancer, that cataract, that tumor. I'm praying for you, Mary Scott, Tanya Scott. I'm praying for you. God, move that sickness, that high blood, that sugar. God, we ask you to move that tumor, that cancer. Lord, we know that you're able. I want to ask you to move it right now, all that man, that woman. Brain cancer, stomach cancer, kidney cancer, all that for complete healing. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
I am living and loving for God. I am living and loving for God.